So I woke up this morning and I got this news story on the radio about these college kids in Brazil. I'm sure you might have heard it by now. Of course, the lamestream media loves this kind of gore and this kind of trauma. And boy, it was quite traumatic just listening to it on the radio, hearing about 200 plus teenagers and people in their early 20s at a nightclub in Brazil trampling over each other like animals. And, geez, you know, we talk a lot about the corruption in the world and all of the crazy, crazy stuff that goes on that's being done deliberately by malevolent forces. But the random chaos and the random trauma, it makes me wonder. Anyways, welcome. This is the Bob Tuscan Show. Glad to be on RBN now. Broadcasting 5 days a week, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. East Coast time. It's our inaugural show, so we're going to take it easy, take it slow. We'll get into what we like to call the Intel Hub News Brief. Of course, the Bob Tuscan Show is powered by the IntelHub.com. I want to get your phone calls throughout the program, or should I say unprogram, all night long, 800-313-9443. I want to hear what guest you would like to see on the show. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm an activist first and foremost, and I use this talk radio show to vent. I also use it as a learning process, and I'm always interested in learning new things with the critical thinking and trivium in hand. Tomorrow night we'll have Jan Ervin to talk about the trivium, and he's got a wealth of information when it comes to critical thinking. It really is a razor that can allow for us to slice through all the disinfo, all the propaganda. And Jan Ervin, of course, is from Gnostic Media. That's coming up tomorrow night. I have a whole plethora, a whole cornucopia of guests coming up on the show. I think you'll enjoy it. Kathy O'Brien is scheduled to come on. We'll have Ben Stewart from The Esoteric Agenda, Climatica, and, well, several other guests that I think you'll enjoy. But what guests would you like to hear? I would like to get some feedback on this inaugural show at RBN. 800-313-9443. What topics would you like to learn about? As I said, this is just a learning process for me. It's just a platform for me to reach out there and, like I said, vent, you know, because a lot of this is just staying sane. You tell your parents about it, you tell your, you know, your kids and whoever, your family and your neighbors, and they kind of look at you, you know, the look they give you, that kind of sideways look. And at the end of the day, people out there are apathetic for the most part. Now, that's not to say that folks are waking up, so to speak, exponentially. They really are. And the more I stay at this, the more I realize people are capable of understanding what really is going on. But more importantly, what are they doing about it? What are they doing once they so-called wake up? What are they doing about it? And this show is exactly going to try to go after that very thing. Waking up people, but not just waking up people, not just providing them with the info, but showing them that we need to focus on solutions. So it's solution-oriented radio. I like to call it that. I like to stick to that. As much as there are many problems we can focus on, we need to talk solutions.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
The future. January 28th, 2013, you're tapped into the Bob Tuscan Show. And we're going to bring Karen Quintestato on in just a little bit. I have a number of different things I'd like to talk to her about. Of course, she found the very solution-oriented group, United We Strike, and we really do need to strike against the system, so to speak. But before we do that, I want to introduce y'all to something we call the Intel Hub News Brief.
Welcome to the Intel Hub News Brief, uncovering the cold, hard truth that the corporate media just can't handle. A service of the IntelHub.com. Now, here's Bob Tuscan from the Bob Tuscan Show.
Well, WND, an American news website, reported Friday that a mysterious explosion has destroyed a significant portion of Iran's Fordo nuclear facility, considered Tehran's most fortified facility. The website alleged that Hamid Dereza Zakaria, which I probably butchered, formerly with the Islamic Republic's Ministry of Intelligence and National Security, confirmed that the facility was hit. But the report has not been corroborated by any Western sources. And this is exactly the same sort of pattern that we've seen time and time again with these covert slash overt strikes against Iran and their nuclear facilities. We heard a couple of years ago of that facility that was attacked in Syria that was believed to be a precursor to the attacks on Iranian facilities, and we know that the Mossad is openly involved in operations against Iran, killing their nuclear scientists. This is no surprise whatsoever. Anyway, speaking of Israel, Barack, and that's not Barack Obama, Barack says U.S. plans surgical strike if Iran sanctions fail. Ehud Barak is certain that the U.S. has plans for surgical strikes against Iran as a last-ditch measure if Tehran refuses to stop its development of a nuclear weapons capability, which I don't buy, and we'll get into that in future shows to come, I'm sure. In an interview with the Daily Beast, which has published over the weekend this article about the defense minister in Israel, he was asked if there were any way Israel could go to war with Iran that did not drag in the U.S. Russia explores old nuclear waste dumps in Arctic. The toxic legacy of the Cold War lives on in Russia's Arctic, where the Soviet military dumped many tons of radioactive hardware at sea. For more than a decade, Western governments have been helping Russia to remove nuclear fuel from decommissioned submarines docked in the Kola Peninsula, the region closest to Scandinavia. This next story comes from the intelhub.com. Julian Assange says that the new WikiLeaks movie is propaganda. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange hit out on Wednesday at a Hollywood film about his secret spilling website, calling the movie a massive propaganda attack. Speaking to students at Britain's prestigious Oxford University by video link from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, Assange revealed that he had acquired a copy of the script for The Fifth Estate, due to be released in November. Julian, do you really think that it wouldn't be propaganda? And where's all that info on 9/11? I hate to be a curmudgeon here, but where's all your info on 9/11, Mr. WikiLeaks? As much as I think you might be on to some things, I don't know. What's your take on WikiLeaks? I guess we can take your calls on that as well, but let's continue with our Intel Hub news brief. Also on the subject of internet and information freedom, Anonymous avenges death of Aaron Swartz with government hacking. The group known as Anonymous recently hacked into a government website, the U.S. Sentencing Commission, making it display the message, "A line was crossed." In response to the suicide of Reddit co-founder Aaron Swartz, Anonymous has now responded. Officials say he helped post millions of court documents for free online and that he illegally downloaded millions of academic articles from an online clearinghouse. By mid-morning Saturday, the website was offline. And as much as I don't trust Anonymous, it seems that they really go after some of the powers that shouldn't be and some of the issues that we may cover on this show. I've seen him go after the Mossad's website. I've seen him cover a number of different sites that we want to expose, Monsanto, and it goes on. But are they a false flag group? Are they agent provocateurs of the web? I think that's a definite possibility, and by no means am I condoning the group Anonymous. Here's a story, another story about a whistleblower. CIA torture whistleblower sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for unpublished leak. Former CIA agent and torture whistleblower John Curacao has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for what was apparently an unpublished leak, but what Curacao's supporter believe is relations for exposing the horrific CIA torture program. Curacao, or however you pronounce his name, will spend 30 months in jail for leaking classified information. But the fact of the matter is he had been exposing the CIA torture programs right before the charges, which many believe were levied against him because he was the first to expose the now infamous torture program. Now on to the subject of taxes. 12,000 peaceful people, and again, peaceful people, arrested in Italy for not paying taxes. Italy's financial police said Thursday that they had busted close to 12,000 people last year for evading over 56 billion euros, 74 billion worth of taxes. Investigators rooted out 8,617 people who had never paid taxes and owed the Italian mafia, in this case, no different than the IRS here, a mafioso-like group. And these people, well, they owed them 22.7 billion euros, the financial police said in a statement just yesterday. And now joining us on the Bob Tuscan Show, our first guest that we're going to welcome on here, it's none other than my good friend and colleague Karen Quinn Testato. She, of course, started a group, a movement, if you will, United We Strike, which originally was tax-free 15. And speaking of taxes, Karen, what's your take on people not paying their taxes? You're all for it, aren't you?
Well, you know, Bob, I think that none of us should have to pay taxes, and actually all of those corporations, the IRS, and all the governments ought to be repaying us for the multi-generational coup that has taken over not only this country but the world through the financial institutions using the military to do their dirty work.
Well, they work together. You know, it's not just the military-industrial complex. It's the banking cartels. It's the pharmaceutical industrial complexes, in a sense. I mean, this really is an octopus, if you will, of various special interests that don't have you and I's interest in mind. At the end of the day, we're just Goya. We're just the useless eaters, right?
That's it. We've all been turned into employees of whatever government we have because all of them are corporations. And we have been turned into debt slaves for government spending. So anyone who thinks right now that they're somehow immune is incorrect. We are all part of this huge corporation. But, you know, Bob, the only way corporations run is if employees show up to do the dirty work. And sure, when enough of us finally get that, we'll stop. And that's what we're talking about with a strike, too. And as far as the taxes, listen to all those people. How many did you just say were taken away?
Let's see here. 8,617 people.
You know, and that's a drop in the bucket. If everyone stopped
Could you
at
imagine?
The same time, I can. I've been dreaming about that for over 4 years now, and I'm just beginning to wonder, what is up with people? What is it going to take? You know, you read off some of the information from the Intel Hub, and they've done great work. We can't trust the Sandy Hook shooting. We certainly cannot trust crocodile tears from the Nobel Prize, Peace Prize winning president who has so much blood on his hands and is accepting the deaths of 49 or 50 innocent people to get one targeted individual who he's decided to condemn anyway without a trial, completely forgetting that one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist.
Yep.
And we are opposed by the terrorists who have this, again, multi-generational coup against all the governments of the world in their quest for the New World Order and for everything consolidated under the UN, with a military arm being the United States, the biggest drug and gun-running company out there, and I'm sick of it. Why we keep on going to work and ignoring all this is beyond me, Bob.
Well, because people are fed. You know, they have their Tavistock Institute device. And, well, they're complacent. 800-313-9443. What's your take on taxes? I've studied the income tax. I know it's not only immoral, but it's unconstitutional. Do you pay your taxes? 800-313-9443. When we come back, we'll continue that topic with Karen Quinn Testato, our special guest tonight. We'll take your calls as well. We'll get into, well, a cornucopia of topics, I guarantee it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, you can dial us toll-free, 800-313-9443, and we're talking with Karen Quintestato of United We Strike, United We Win. And Karen, we were just getting into the topic of taxes, and well, here's my take, and you guys tell me what you think. To avoid the mafia coming into your homes, busting your doors, you might want to pay your taxes, somewhat. I know that that sounds contrary to everything that we're talking about, Karen, but here's the thought. You have to pick and choose your battles, and I know you're just feeding the beast, and maybe you can eliminate how much you feed the beast by, well, going around it and going about it different ways. But I don't know. Do you really want to be locked up in prison where you're going to be completely ineffective? And I know that's how they've scared people for years and years. And it's no different than the mafia, because they have the guns. Regardless if it's moral, regardless if it's constitutional, they're going to go about it however the hell they want to, just like the mafia. Anyways, that's my thought. I want to get your thought on that, Karen. And then we're going to get to a caller on the line here. I see we have the professor from Georgia. Go ahead, Karen.
I agree with you, Bob, and it's why, as mad as I can get about all of this, I do pay they'll take us down individually until more of us really wake up and understand we are employees to a system that is bound and determined to micromanage those of us who survive through vaccinations and drugs and crap food. You know, they don't want thinking people who actually, when you talk about morality, who do understand morality. The fact that murder and harm is wrong. You know, the only reason to use violence is in defense, not what we're doing now. We have such criminality in the highest offices all around the world because it is a mafia system. And it is a multi-generational coup. And we've been screwed for so long that we hardly know what's up. But when we see thousands and thousands and millions of people getting out in the streets and all these different countries in the world, and then the people being arrested and the beatings and the multi-police, the multi-jurisdictional police departments now that are coming out, when we start to tie together all of the different pieces and know that the taxes don't go for the infrastructure, they don't go for anything that we think they go for, they go to pay the interest on the debt to the Federal Reserve and other places. They go to help prop up the fraud.
That's exactly right. People need to understand that. And they have to understand what is money. I think that's a predecessor to any of this. You know, we could talk about taxes all day long, but what is money? How is it being printed from thin air? Who's it coming from? And it's coming from, well, you know, the rap folks. I don't have to tell the listeners. They already know, many of them anyways, if not all of them. It's a private cartel. It's a group of families for profit, for the special interest of their own company, and not for you, the useless eater. Let's go to Professor.
Same families.
What's that?
Same families, same bloodlines.
Yep, the Rothschilds. We don't have to name them. The listeners know. All right, let's go to Professor, who's on the line. Professor, go ahead, sir.
The British royalty and also the Oppenheimers, the Harrimans, the Bushes, yes, all those, the very same ball that's dreaming of a one-world government, and they're on top of the pyramid, and we are crushed below it. And, yeah, it's very accurate tonight. Look, I was just driving by our DoubleTree in Columbus. I'm a cab driver, and I get good intel from a lot of people that have been drinking sometimes that talk too much. I just had a guy in my cab a week ago, and I could tell he was a military type, you know, and I sized him up. And I used to be an advisor, consultant to the FBI on domestic terrorism, so I know how to talk the shop. You know what I'm saying? And I've also had a national radio show. I've been a guest host for John Stattmiller before on this network. And so, anywho, I know how to talk in the shop. I started talking with him, and he told me he was one of six individuals that was trained in weapons of mass destruction, and it's his job to go to local law enforcement and advise them, consult with them, and lecture them on the threats they have, you know, in coming to their town, what have you. I said, so what are you here for? We have Fort Benning here. You know, we have great ordnance disposal. We have, you know, all ways to deal with things because of Fort Benning. He's like, well, there's an active cell group here. I'm like, an active cell group here. And he was, you know, he was a little drunk, and he was bragging about his job and bragging about how important he was. And I pointed to my arm. I'm white, by the way, white and Jewish. So I pointed to my arm. I said, do they look like this by any chance? He's like, yeah, with a few brothers thrown in. Yeah, there's.
Oh, yeah, Jen and Napolitano, see something, say something. Domestic terrorism at its finest. Professor, I'm going to hold you over this break. We're going to get cut off in just a moment. I love a call that starts off by saying, I'm a taxi cab driver, and I hear some crazy stuff. I bet you do. I bet you get those taxi cab confessionals on a regular basis. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking with Karen Quintestada. If you would like to join us on the conversation, 800-313-9443. Can't wait to hear what this cab driver heard on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
You're going to love the call, Karen, that starts off with, "I'm a taxi cab driver, and you wouldn't believe the things that I hear." He got me right at that line. Karen, do you want to hear more? I sure do.
Absolutely.
All right, Professor, you're back on the Bob Tuscan Show. Thanks again for calling in. So what was this guy telling you? And for those just joining us, why don't you back up a little bit and tell us who exactly ended up in your cab the other night?
Thank you, Bob, Karen. So gracious of you to have a spot for me here. I was concerned because it seemed that he was talking in the immediacy. It was a customer I picked up at a bar, and I took him to a hotel, and he expressed that he was one of six individuals that was trained by the military in all things WMD. And I'm like, WMD, what a joke. I'm like, where are they at in Iraq, you know, and blah, blah, blah. I was joking with him. And then I started saying, look, you know, I understand. I was a consultant for a while to the FBI on domestic terrorism following predictions I made about the Centennial Park bombing in Atlanta. I nailed it, the night, the time, the target, the type of bombs used. I got the attention of the FBI. I prayed and fasted like crazy. God made revelations to me about 9/11 and what have you. So that's why I eventually got a national radio show for a while on another network, but was well known to John Stadtmiller and also a lot of the guests he had on. I used to be on some of the shows that were on. This was back in the 2000, 2001, 2002 time frame. I'm kind of, you know, like I broke my back, and that, you know, became an immediate problem. So I was driving a taxi as a way to make a living while having a severely broken back. I can walk, but it's not pretty. You know what I mean? So I picked this guy up, and he's a little bit drunk, and he's bragging about how important his job is. And I'm like, well, weapons of mass destruction. We have the military here in Fort Benning, you know, one of the biggest army bases in America. I'm like, so, you know, we have the Rangers, and we have a lot of different training where special people come in, you know, whether it be sniper school or other, you know, bomb-type disposal, you know, training. So I'm like, why would you need to be here when we have such a great, you know, facility that can take care of all these things? And he's like, oh, local law enforcement, I'm lecturing them. I'm like, so what's the emergency, pal? You know, tell me, is there something fixing to happen? He said, yeah, you have an active cell group here, an active cell group made up of white people. And he said, there's a few brothers thrown in the mix too. So I imagine they're going to say that they're returning veterans. Meanwhile, I drive by the Doubletree Hotel tonight, and I notice there are 24 Suburbans with the cow tipper on the front, you know, the bumper guard. All black glass, 24 Suburbans, Georgia plates. Many of them do not have counties on them. And they're all silver. And, you know, they're all the same model, the same year, late model. And then I look over to the side, and I see the GBI has a bomb disposal command center parked at the hotel grounds. I'm fixing to take pictures of it all. So evidently, an exercise indoor, the real thing, is we're fixing to have a MIHOP or a LIHOP event.
That's, you know, exactly how these operations work, though. If they're an exercise, chances are they may go live. Look at 9/11. Look at the Sandy Hook massacre.
Sandy Hoax, yeah, which I call Sandy Hoax.
Sandy Hoax, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, just call it Sandy Hoax. Don't call it Sandy Hook. Don't give them that benefit. You know, the fact that it was in the Batman movie, screw it. All bets are off. Sorry, they blew it. They blew it on this. I looked today and saw Emily Parker in the lap of Obama 2 days after she supposedly was dead, wearing the same dress. She does not appear in any pictures of the school. Did you know that? She's in none of her class photos. None. The Emily Parker little blonde-haired girl that supposedly died, and there's also another little girl that's been found alive. Her picture was stolen off of Flickr and used to say she was one of the victims. They changed the name.
Yeah.
This is a hoax. We're being hoaxed. I'm not saying this, what I'm looking at right now, these 24 suburban units that are parked here at this hotel, I'm not saying this is a hoax, but I will say it's probably a LIHOP or a MIHOP. Either they
will
make
you, it will you get off the phone with us and go take pictures and email them to me, BobTuskin@theIntelHub.com?
T-U-S-K-I-N, Bob?
You got it. BobTuskin@theIntelHub.com. My info is also at the RBN website. We got to get the word out, because if this does go live, at least we got the word out, right?
Yes. Okay, that's at the Intel Hub.
At theintelhub.com. And where was this one last time before I let you go? What city?
This is Columbus, Georgia, also where Fort Benning is.
Okay. So we'll keep our eyes on this. Professor, thank you for calling in, and good to hear from you.
Okay, if anything goes down, I'll be right back on the phone with RBN. You know, we'll see. Let's pray to God. All right.
Let's hope it doesn't. Yeah, thank you, Professor. Take care. All right, well, that's very interesting. You never know what you're going to get. Folks, feel free to call in if you would like on any topic, 800-313-9443. Now, Karen, I want to get to something on a little bit different of topics here. You talk about United We Strike, right? That's kind of the organization you found and the movement that you're behind to go on strike, to not buy, not comply, and ask why. Well, listen to what Fergus Drennan is doing. Do you know the name, Karen? Fergus Drennan?
No, I haven't heard of him.
Okay, well, he's asking a question that I think is an honorable one. Could you live, and I'll ask this to you, and I'll ask this to our listeners as well. Could you live on 100% wild foraged food for a year? Well, anyways, that's the question Fergus Drennan will attempt to answer. He'll take part in a social, psychological, ecological, and spiritual experiment in which he will only eat wild foraged food for a year. He will document this journey to total nutritional self-sufficiency. And the question is, will he succeed? 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I've gotten into this topic a bit on past shows, eating the weeds, if you will, and I think it's great. I think it's a novel idea. I think at the end of the day, if we can remove our dependencies on the beast system, the more power to you.
I definitely agree with that, although it's harder and harder to actually find healthy food when you realize that they're dropping toxins from the sky and calling it geoengineering so they can bet on the weather. And also further this lie of climate change, climate global warming, the taxes, all the rest of it. I don't know, Bob, I'm sick of it. I've got a bad attitude today. I'm sick of us sitting around talking about all the corruption and yet allowing it to continue, because every day we show up to work like good little slaves. And until and unless we can come together and say no, until we realize that right now, you know, it's like waking up in the middle of a life or death game, a chessboard, realizing that the other side is rigged, and it's rigged all around, but there's a little avenue to get off of that board and to stand with millions and millions and millions and millions and billions of people who are not on the board, who don't have to be on the board, who just take turns getting up there. And I say, let's turn that board completely over and go back to morality. You know, murder is wrong. What is wrong with us for having a president who sends drones over to kill people in the middle of the night while we suck it up and say, oh yeah, I'm going to vote for this turd? You know, what about all of the people who he's killed? What about all of the murder going on? What about the military men right now who are committing suicide at a higher rate than being killed in combat? What is wrong with us, Bob? Why can't we even get off the grid for one day and say, no, let's just all stop and take a break and tell the government officials to go frack themselves because we're tired of them destroying our planet, our world, our water, our children? I mean, I keep waiting for that line in the sand, but I don't know where the hell it is.
I fear that these wild plants, although I know they're probably a lot more pure and healthy for you than the Monsanto genetically modified monsters, I fear that they're also subject to all the pollution. And I wonder sometimes, what are human beings? Human beings, what are they doing to this planet?
Yeah, we wear uniforms, we allow ourselves to be compartmentalized, we choose to think that, you know, it's our job, we need to show up. We have been so successfully trained to be obedient, non-thinking slaves that we fight with each other over the choice of voting for a master. I've had it. I just don't get it, Bob. I just don't get it. You talk about paying taxes. Well, I'll tell you what. If out of this country of 300 million of us, you know, let's say even only half that amount of people chose to stay home on one day on the 15th and say, just wait a minute here. Just wait a minute here. You are destroying my future. You're stealing my money. You're destroying my children's future. You're making them sick and obese. How many people out there have autistic children or suffer because of vaccination, or a vaccine gave you the flu? I'm glad Morgan got one. I thought that would be appropriate.
Yeah, how funny was that? That he gets the flu. The flatter, better, we call it by its real name, vaccination. And of course, it's the flu. No surprise.
Well, you know, I think that he definitely deserves it. I mean, he's been suffering from anal cranial inversion anyway. And these people
right
are
on.
Not putting on the, they're not even talking about the prescription drugs. They're not talking about the doctors who, at the very least, should be guilty of criminal negligence for prescribing these pharmaceuticals that damn near every shooter has been on.
That's
but
true.
Let's talk instead about pulling a gun. Yeah, we don't hear about that. And what about the fact that this country is the biggest drug and gun-running country in the world? let's just continue to go to work and live our lives as usual. I don't know, Bob.
I know you're a big fan of protest, and we're going to get to something here that I want you to comment called the Grope Report.
The Grope Report?
I want to grope you. So why apply to be a TSA? Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body skin, and I'm taking off the dust.
A Virginia man who wrote an abbreviated version of the Fourth Amendment on his body and stripped down to his shorts at an airport security screening area won a trial Friday in his lawsuit seeking $250,000 in damages for being detained on disorderly conduct. Aaron Toby is the dude's name. He claimed in a civil rights lawsuit that in 2010 he was handcuffed and held for about 90 minutes by the TSA at the Richmond International Airport after he began removing his clothing to display on his chest a magic marker protest of airport security measures. It read, Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. In sending the case to trial, unless there's a settlement, the U.S. District Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 and reversed a lower court judge and invoked Benjamin Franklin. And kudos to this judge, Roger Gregory, who ruled on the topic. He says, here Mr. Toby engaged in a silent, peaceful protest using the text of our Constitution. He was well within the ambit of First Amendment protections, and while it is tempting to hold that the First Amendment rights should acquiesce to national security in this instance, our forefather, Benjamin Franklin, warned against such a temptation by opening that those who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. So what do you think, Karen? Would you have got into your skinnies and protest the TSA? I know you don't fly.
No, I think that that's great, though. Hopefully it wasn't permanent ink so he can wash it off. But that was great. You know, and people also who don't think that we're in serious trouble, on the newly updated UnitedWeStrike.com website, there is a link on the main page to the U.S. Army Internment Resettlement Manual. Check it out, folks, because it is your future, my future, and the future of our unborn descendants who will never even know freedom unless we stop these atrocities, unless we stop allowing corruption in ourselves, and we demand that our misrepresentatives not be war profiteers, bribed, drug reps or drugged anyway. I think, maybe we ought to put all Congress and Senate on these pharmaceutical drugs and give them their Second Amendment rights and lock them up in Congress until, the few who are, who survive can come out turn things around. I mean, it's just so, it's crazy. Here's another hypothetical thought. The sheriffs who are around in different parts of the country who are saying, no, we refuse to take the guns. We refuse to violate the constitutional rights of the people. Well, what about all the other constitutional rights that are being violated? What about the IRS? And, hypothetically speaking too, Bob, what would happen if military personnel who are active, who actually understood that they were just pawns in games of foreign policy, which is what Henry Kissinger said they were, what if they understood that all these immoral orders, that these drone strikes, that, killing people just because you can press a button and do so, what would happen if they showed up into these different sheriffs' counties and asked for political asylum, How about if these sheriffs want to start doing something? How about if we really start working for the people and saying, let's not be selective in the Constitution. How about let's just get real simple and understand legal statutes now. We're all under legal economic conquest because King George sent over his legal advisors after we lost the war, because if we'd won, we would not be in debt. We're tied to paperwork. We need common sense. We need common law. We need to do no harm. We need to wake up really quickly because our world is being destroyed through fracking, through geoengineering, through fluoride, through all the toxins
the list
that we allow.
On and on and
exactly.
On. And we are here to combat those toxins and look at solutions. Final segment to come with Karen Quintestato on the Bob Tuscan Show. Oh, I was a little early for that one. Here we go.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. santabarbarabells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Okay, it's your turn. What would you like to see on future Bob Tuscan shows? Do you want to hear more about health? Do you want to hear more about growing a garden? These are topics that I'm very interested in, and I want to get your feedback. My email, BobTuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N, at theintelhub.com. That's Bob Tuscan at theintelhub.com. And our guest tonight has been Karen Quintestato. Karen, it's always great to have you. Fascinating information, as always. And I want you to give out your websites and how people can get in touch with the Karen Quintestado movement.
Well, it's at UnitedWeStrike.com. And the thing is, Bob, it's not my movement. It was an idea. You know, the idea isn't new either, of striking, but the idea of, instead of marching and picketing, but staying home fully prepared with food, water, survival and protection gear, that's a different twist. Instead of being targeted, all we have to do to really stop all of this is to stop doing what they want us to do and to start taking our country back one county at a time. I have a regular program every Friday night called Karen's Corner on the Rents Network. We also do a marathon the second Saturday of every month. We have an updated site. We've got a great new chat room. And, you know, we're waiting to see, folks. I mean, what else are we going to do? They don't listen when we write. They don't listen when we march. They ignore us. Look at all the people who showed up for gun rallies. You don't see that on the mainstream. We outnumber them, folks. Just because you are living maybe right now in a comfortable house doesn't mean you're going to be in that house by the end of the year. Look at all the people who are losing their homes because we sit by. We don't unite. We're still all going at this from our individual ways, which is good. However, if we take action on the same day, on the 15th, whatever you do, your voice will be magnified because people all over the world are doing this. And folks, what could it hurt to take a vacation day or to take a sick day and try to stay home and keep your children home for one day a month to send a message and drop their profit and say, no, no, your corporation will run without me today because your corporation should run into the ground because it values profit over people and you're a bunch of lying criminals. And that's who we are taught to obey. So I'm hoping that people will wake up, find that line in the sand, and stop accepting corruption. Stop obeying these criminals and start getting accountability so that we can save our planet from the military-industrial complex who's totally out of control.
Right on. Karen Quintestados, ladies and gentlemen. And she'll be a reoccurring guest on the show. Coming up on the Bob Tuscan Show this week, on Tuesday, we have Jan Ervin, who will talk about critical thinking, the trivium, logic, that kind of thing. And we'll get his take on all sorts of stuff. We'll also talk with James Wright, who is a high-level Freemason, no longer in Freemasonry, and hear some of his information. And we'll talk on Thursday with Shepard Ambellus from theintelhub.com about the Sandy Hook Massacre, or the Sandy Hoax Massacre, as the professor called it. We'll get his take on what's really going on, what's disinfo, and what isn't disinfo. We'll talk with, let's see, who's on Friday? Oh, I got a great guest coming up on Friday. Dan Johnson from PANDA, People Against the NDA. And I look forward to talking with him. Lots of great guests coming up on the Bob Tuscan Show. Lots of great topics. I do want to get your feedback, though. What do you want to hear? Who do you want to hear on the Bob Tuscan Show? Email me, bobtuscan@theintelhub.com. My website, bobtuscan.com. We are all out of time tonight, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Love you. Take care. See you tomorrow night. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of town. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With